From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The United States Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, had strong words for North Korea and its leaders Monday at an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council.
Ambassador Haley delivered a stern warning to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
His abusive use of missiles and his nuclear threats show that he is begging for war. War is never something the United States wants. We don't want it now. But our country's patience is not unlimited. We will defend our allies and our territory.
Washington warned Sunday of a massive military response if North Korea threatens the United States, its Pacific Island territory of Guam, or America's allies. The United States is also preparing additional unilateral sanctions to impose on North Korea. Ambassador Haley told council members that more than two decades of diplomatic efforts and international sanctions have failed to change the regime's calculus.
To the members of the Security Council, I must say, enough is enough. We have taken an incremental approach, and despite the best of intentions, it has not worked.
She said the United States would circulate a new draft sanctions resolution to council members and hopes to quickly put it to a vote next Monday. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
President Trump and South Korean President Moon Jae-in on Monday agreed to lift payload restrictions on South Korean missiles and push for an even stronger UN sanction against North Korea. President Moon also asked the UN to consider blocking all oil shipments to the North, according to government officials in Seoul. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. Gunmen in southwestern Pakistan ambushed a security forces convoy, killing at least three soldiers and injuring three others Monday. The convoy of the paramilitary Frontier Corps was returning from a counterinsurgency operation when it was attacked in the remote Panjur district of Baluchistan province. There has been no claim of responsibility for the deadly assault. In an unprecedented ruling, Kenya's Supreme Court on Friday nullified the results of the recent presidential election and called for a new election within 60 days. In response, Kenya's Electoral Commission has now ordered a new election to take place on October 17th. From Nairobi, Jill Craig has more about what happens next.
Kenya's presidential spokesman said Monday that the government will not replace the Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission, a decision that will no doubt anger the opposition, which said Friday that the panel committed criminal acts and that most belong in jail. Nanjala Nyabola is a Nairobi-based writer and political analyst. She argues that low public confidence in the IEBC will be a big concern going into the next election and believes the commissioner should resign.
In good conscience, if they look at the indictment that they've received from the justices, they should consider stepping aside and letting the alternates take their position. That would be the ideal situation.
In the meantime, Kenyans are still waiting for the release of the Supreme Court's full judgment, which is required within 21 days of the ruling. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
After months of negotiations, the Colombian government has reached a ceasefire agreement with the country's last active guerrilla group, the National Liberation Army. Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos has negotiated with the group, the country's second largest group of rebels, since February, seeking a deal to ensure, quote, complete peace. The announcement of the deal was made in Quito, the capital of neighboring Ecuador, where talks were being held. The deal was reached on the eve of the visit of Pope Francis to Colombia. FARC, Colombia's largest rebel group, signed a peace deal with the government last year, largely ending five decades of war. And still reeling from the devastating effects of Hurricane Harvey, the east and Gulf coasts of the United States are warily eyeing Irma, which late Monday developed into a Category 4 storm, according to the National Hurricane Center. Forecasters issued hurricane warnings Monday for the Leeward Islands and a hurricane watch for Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. Read more about these and other developing and late-breaking stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Smith reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.